deal. But I guess a harrow. Yeah. It's not a word to use.
What do you call the bar? The wheel of the wagon put on
the axle.
What would you call an X-shaped frame that you're laying log across, chopping and stoking?
I don't know.
Right, what would you call an A-shaped frame that you use to lay boards across to make a table for a church supper?
A sawhorse.
Okay. Now, would that be kind of equipment that would be used by a carpenter?
Yes.
Okay. All right, you fix your hair with a comb and a
brush.
Okay, and if you're using one of those, you'd say you are plaiting your hair.
Brushing.
Okay. An old-fashioned straight razor they used to sharpen on a leather
strop.
Okay. You might say, oh, what do you call it? Those things that you put in a revolver.
Bullet.
Okay. Other than that, do you have any other words for that?
Shells.
Okay, or?
Shells.
Okay, you might say they weren't using live ammunition, they were just firing blank, what?
Bullets.
Okay. When I was in junior high school, we had this kind of pen. It wasn't a fountain pen, it wasn't a ballpoint. But, like, you could screw it apart and get this little cylinder thing and stick it in there and puncture the end of it, and it was filled with ink, and we screwed the thing back on, and we called that a something pen.
Was it a fountain pen? Is that what you're describing?
No, it's different from a fountain pen because you didn't fill it up out of ink well.
Oh, cartridge pen.
Okay. that's always a hard one. What do you call a piece of playground equipment where you've got a board and the kid gets on one end and the kid gets on the other and they go up and down?
A seesaw.
Okay, and if they're playing on that, you'd say they are?
Seesawing.
Okay.
What
would you call a limber plank that's fixed at both ends? Limber. And the kid can get in the middle and jump up and down on it.
I wouldn't let my child do that. I don't know.
Okay.
I've never seen that.
This is a country homemade kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, you might have a plank too that's anchored in the middle, like to a post or a tree stump or something, and a kid gets on each end and they go around and around. Do you have a name for that?
Oh, a merry-go-round.
Okay. If you tie a seat or a tire to a long rope and tie that to a tree limb, you'd have a
swing.
Okay. And it used to be when people had coal furnaces, they would have something where they could carry the coal from the pile of coal to over to the furnace and, you know, have a handle and stuff. And what would you call that thing?
I just lost the word. Okay. It's not a scutter, is it? What is it? I have lost the word.
Okay. On an old-fashioned potbelly kind of stove, what would you call the thing that runs from the stove up to the chimney to take the smoke out?
Maybe I'd call that the flue.
Okay.
That's probably wrong.
Okay. What would you call a small vehicle that you use to carry grass or that I use there? And it has a wheel in front, and then you push it, and it has two handles.
A wheelbarrow.
Okay. What would you sharpen a pocket knife on? The little thing holding your hand.
Whetstone.
Okay. And there's a bigger kind that's, you know, it's real big like this, and you have to pump it, I think with a foot pedal or something, and it turns, and you can sharpen, I don't know, a scythe or something.
I don't know.
Okay.